We'd love to say tonight it is a joy to be in the house, church tonight, and thank the Lord for this opportunity we have to be able to still come and worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And I appreciate the song service tonight, and I was just thinking about the songs that were sung, and just a blessing to hear them tonight. And I thought about how much better it is to be on the winning side than it is the losing side. Much better. Even in a ball game, if you're on the losing side, you go home mad and they're all tore up, and a lot of people are ready to fight. But if you're on the winning side, you can go home and with joy and feel much better. It's the same way in the Lord's work. I tell you right now, it's just a blessing to know that we're on the winning side because of what the Lord done for us and give us the victory. We didn't get it, but the Lord gave it to us, and I'm thankful for it tonight. And want you to pray. I don't know where we'll be able to preach or say anything. It'd be a help to you tonight, be honest with you. It's been about a month, I guess, at least since I've preached. And I ain't making no excuse. But we had some surgery a couple of weeks ago, about 2.5 weeks ago. And I've had to take it easy since then. So I may not have enough wind to even talk a few minutes. But you just pray for us. It takes a lot of wind to preach. Does for me anyhow. But you pray for us. I'm going to read some very familiar scripture. Now, I know you've heard it preached on plenty of times, but the Lord gave me a thought from it the other day, and this is all I got. So this is where I'm going to just go from here. And if the Lord comes on the scene, why, you'll hear something. If he don't, you won't hear much out of me tonight. But in the 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, we're going to read some few verses in your hearing. And also, we may turn over to the first chapter of 1 Corinthians and read a few verses in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. I'd like to read this whole 17th chapter, but I ain't going to even tempt it. And if the Lord don't give it to me, bring it back to my members, there ain't be much I can say from it, but I ain't going to try to tempt all reading. I get too nervous to try to read. Starting with the 40th verse of the 17th chapter. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a strip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, dispatch him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver me into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saved not with swords and spears, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give unto our hand. And it came to pass, when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to David, to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army and to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into the forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheaves thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Now, I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to turn over to 1 Corinthians and read just a few verses in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, starting with the 23rd verse. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For we see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many nobles are called, but God has chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised has God chose, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he has glorified, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Now, you pray. Now, I know that's strange to read those two scriptures, and I don't know what we'll say from it all together. But over in the 17th chapter that I read in your hearing, there was a verse, part of a verse or two that stuck with us. And when I was reading it, and that's what I'm going to get a text from tonight. But in the 46th verse, the part in the last 46th verse, it's where it says that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And the 47th verse, and all the assembly shall know that the Lord saved not with swords and spears, for the battle is the Lord's. And you pray. I was reading through the scriptures, and that just stuck with us. And the thought that come to us tonight is God uses the small things of this world to prove to the world his power. Amen. He uses the small things. He don't use some great big something to win a battle. But he uses the small things in this world to prove to the world how much power he's got tonight. And amen. And he'll prove to the world through me and in you tonight. That's how he's approving his power and his strength, his wisdom and his knowledge comes through me and you tonight. Just as sure as we're here through this weak vessel, it ain't of me. I can do nothing. You can do nothing within yourself, but it's letting the Lord work through you tonight. That's where the power comes in. Amen. I can do nothing. But through the Lord that strengthened me, all things is possible. Amen. If you don't believe it, you just mind the Spirit sometime and you'll see how God will use you and bless you and prove to the world he's got power to do it with. That's as sure as we're here tonight. I thought about David, a little ruddy boy over there taking care of his father's sheep. Amen. And his father called him and said, David, I want you to go over yonder and find out how the battle's going on. His three elder brothers was over there fighting with Saul in the army of Israel. If you'll have it, the church was in a battle over there with the Philistines. Amen. He said, I want to know. Jesse wanted to know how it was affaring, what was going on. He was concerned about the church. Ain't that what we ought to be concerned about? Is the mother church and how she's affaring today. And he said, David, I want you to go over and find out. He had eight sons. And David was the youngest. And he was the eighth son of Jesse. Now you can study on that eight if you want to and find out what he's talking about or what it means. But it's a brand new beginning. Amen. It's a brand new day. And it was brand new with David. If you'll have it tonight, he was typical in this part of the scripture. He was typical of Jesus Christ. Or he was typical of the inward man. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with me? Well, who you think this is in here? This inward man in here of me and you is typical of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Because it is him. If you'll have it, his spirit lives within us. And it is Christ. Amen. But me and you have to crucify the old flesh. Get him out of the way that God might show his power through us today. It's amazing what a person can do when the Spirit gets a hold of him, or her, either one. You can sing notes that you never did think you could reach, never could get. Amen. Or you can testify just as well as the next in kin when the Lord gets a hold of you. Pray, preach, whatever it is. It don't make no difference. If the Lord's in it, praise God, he'll get you. He'll get you in shape where you can do something. I told him I couldn't preach either. I don't have any time, and I still tell him that sometimes, and I can't. But I'll say this, I've had enough experiences with him till I know when Earl gets out of the way and the Spirit comes on the scene, I'm willing to try it again. He said, David, I know y'all know the story, but I'm just going to preach it in here. David, I want you to go over here and find out about how your brothers is faring. Bring me back word. I want you to carry some of this parched corn down there and something to eat. And let them eat it. It may cheer them up. They may need something to eat. Anyhow, he sent David down there with something to eat for him. Even gave him 10 cheeses and said, give it to the captain of the army. Fed them too. He was concerned about what was going on. So David rose up early in the morning and lit out. Before he lit out, though, he put his little flock in somebody's hands to keep them while he's gone. He didn't run off and leave the flock by theirself out there. He put a man in charge of them. Lord ain't going to run off and leave the flock, praise God, without he's got somebody there, amen, to lead them and guide them and feed them or whatever they need. David took off and got over there. Well, the Philistine army had the whole army of Israel defiled over there, standing over there scared, slapped to death. One of them was on one of them side, on one this side mountain, the other was on this mountain over here, and there's a valley between them. And they wasn't fighting. They were scared to death because the Philistines sent out a great champion over there and scared Israel to death. How many giants have me and you faced? All the time. We facing giants in this life. Amen. And this old man says here, you can't do nothing with them giants. Don't you look at that statue of a man. You think you can go over and do something with him? And we get thinking, well, maybe I can't. Lord tells you to get up and sing a song. You make excuses. I can't sing like so and so. I can't sing. And you sit there. Yeah, we all guilty. We might well say we are. Times at times. There was a great giant come out over there, and he had the whole army of Israel defiled. Well, David got down there and saw that. And his elder brother, he got to asking questions, finding out what was going on down there. And his elder brother, Eliab, or what you call him, I can't say that name, he made him mad. He got mad at David. Upset. Said, I know you're naughty, this and all what you up to. Come down here, all of this. You know why he said that? Because he was scared to do anything about the enemy. Amen. And he was ashamed that he was scared to do anything. He sure didn't want David to go back and tell his daddy, them three boys of yours over yonder is too scared to even go down and face the enemy, along with all the other crowd. No. He didn't want him to go back over and tell him, man. No, sir. No, sir. And he got mad at David and jumped on David about it. And David said, what have I done? Is there not a cause? Wasn't there a cause for David to be down there? Sure there was. Their battle needed to be won. And they needed somebody down there, praise God, that would fight the battle. That's what the Lord wants me and you to do. Amen. Get up by faith and trust the Lord and say, Lord, I'm ready to go. Amen. I don't care what kind of job you think you can do or where you even think you can do the job. But if the Lord tells you to do something, get up by faith and try it. You'll see what God will do. He'll turn the thing upside down if he has to give you victory tonight. Yeah, we face a giant all the time in our lives, every day. If you don't believe it, go look in the mirror in the morning. You'll see him. Right here. That's the giant that gives me and you more trouble than anything else. It ain't our brothers or sisters. It's ourself. It's ourself. Them boys was typical of the outward man. They're scared slapped to death. Well, I'm going to say this. This old man here is scared slapped to death when he's got to do something for the Lord. He shakes in his boots, don't he? Yes, sir. Scared slapped to death. Don't know what he's going to do. Don't know what he's going to say. But listen, by faith, he just trusted the Lord. That's all you can do. That's all I know to tell you. It don't make no difference what you know. How strong you are. How weak you are. It's the Lord that's going to take over anyhow. If he don't, you ain't going to get nothing done. I promise you that. You ain't going to do it by your strength. He didn't call the mighty and the smart and all of this to do that. No, sir. He just taught the base things of this world to confound the mighty and weak things. Amen. Them, it's unwise. Amen. To show the mighty something. Why did he do it? Because he wanted to show his strength. He wanted to show the world what I can do. Not what you can do. What I can do. David said, why, this uncircumcised Philistine, he's got the whole army of Israel to fight. What's wrong with y'all? I'll go out there and fight him. It got out on David. And he said he'd go fight him. Old Goliath done said over there, said, send me a man out here. Fight with me. If he whoops me and kills me, then we'll serve y'all. Amen. But if I kill him, y'all serve to serve us. Send him out here. Ain't that just like the devil telling you something? He's brave. He'll just tell you right into your face. You can't do it. There ain't no need you trying it, boy. I know what I'm talking about, Robert. He does me that way all the time. But I've learned a little bit of his antics. Hey, man, I'm a little bit smarter than what I used to be. Yeah, he thought he was smart, great man. About six cubits and a half, I believe he said. His weaver, or his sword, I forgot how many shackles the thing weighed, and his spear was 600 shackles, and it would be on a weaver's, like a weaver's beam, had a shield in front of him, had a helmet on, a breastplate on, and even had one in front of him with a shield walking before him. He thought he was prepared for the battle, didn't he? Well, little did he know, his smart got him. His smartness got him. You know that's what's going to destroy the devil? Because he thinks he's so smart. It's going to, his own smartness is going to destroy him. Amen. He tried to overthrow the kingdom of the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ come down here and took power away from him. Amen. Were you having it or not? He took power from Satan. He come conquered death, hell, and the grave for me and you. Praise God, and conquered Satan for us. Through Jesus Christ, me and you got the devil put in his place if we want to. Amen. We just got to stand up and show him that we are a man of the Lord and stand and fight him tonight. David got his stuff and they went and told Saul, said, Saul, we got a man that's going to go down there and fight him. He said, bring him here. They carried him over there. Saul said, why, you can't go down there and fight that giant. Boy, what's wrong with you? He's a man of war from his youth, and You just a boy. You ain't ever had no battles. And you think you can go down there and whoop that man, and he's been a warrior ever since his youth. David said, listen, I was keeping my father's sheep, and there's a bear come out after one of my lambs and got it and took off. And I took off after him. And I took it away from him. When he rose up against me, I caught him by the beard and slew him. And he said, there's a lion come and got one of them. I went after him. He rose up against me, and I grabbed him with a beard and I slew him. And this uncircumcised Philistine is no different. Amen. And he said, I'm going. Saul said, here, put my armor on you. Dress David up in his armor. Well, let me tell you something tonight. Don't you try to wear somebody else's armor, because it won't work. It ain't the right size, and it won't work if it is. You'll have to go on your own and prove, praise God, to the world, the Lord lives in your heart. David pulled all that junk off and said, I ain't proved this stuff. No, sir, I ain't carrying it. I got what I need. I done got victory over the bear and the lion. Amen. With my own hands. And this Philistine ain't no different. He just took his staff and went down by the brook and chose him out five smooth stones. Amen. He knew what he was doing because he had some experience with that slang. Take what you got and run with it. The Lord will bless you. You've proved it. You know it'll work. He's blessed you before for facing the giant. He's given you victory over many a times. Why shouldn't we trust that? He didn't go down there and grab up no five jaggedy rocks or stones. He went down there and got him some smooth stones. Them smooth stones, when you throw them in a sling or shoot them in a flip, will go straight. If you shoot a jaggedy one in it, it'll go zoom, zoom. I don't know what I'm talking about. I've shot a flip all my life. You can't hit the broadside of the barn with a jagged stone. Amen. You take a smooth stone and it'll hit the target. Amen. Of course, it wasn't all together David that got in that thing anyhow. But listen, Goliath, he went off down there to face David. And here come David. And he made fun of David. Says, I'm a dog. You come out here against me, you little runt. I'll feed you to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. David just turned around and told him, said, that's exactly what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to feed you to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. Amen. And listen, old Goliath was out there. David run down there. Bible said he run down there to meet him. He wasn't scared of him. He done had some experience with the Lord. He knowed the Lord was on his side. He done told the Philistine, you come with me with swords and spears and shields and all that. But he said, I came to you in the name of the Lord of Israel. He knowed who he had on his side. He was on the winning side. Amen. He had the Lord on his side. That's the only way we can get victory tonight, is have the Lord on our side. And when you got the Lord on your side, there's no way in the world you can lose. Amen. It might not come out exactly like you want it to, if it's something you want in the flesh. But it'll come out like it ought to, according to his will. Amen. And that's what we ought to be willing to let. How many? Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Where it agrees with me and you're not. God knows the best. We just have to trust him. David ran down there and he reached in that little old bag he had and he pulled him out one of them stones and he put it in that sling. And the Bible said he slung that thing. And you know where it got Goliath? Where he didn't have no armor. Right between the eyes. The Bible said it sunk in his head. Showing his knowledge, how smart he thought he was, it brought him down. The Bible said he hit him right there and it sunk right in his temple and he fell straight forward on the earth. David prevailed over him with a stone and a sling. I know somebody, some people says, well, it didn't kill him. Well, I don't know where it did. It said that he prevailed over him with a sling and a stone. Then it goes on down and said David didn't have no sword. Didn't have no sword to fight with. And he went down there and crawled up on the giant, stood on him. I say this, he was on the ground and couldn't do nothing about it. Where he was dead exactly or not, I don't know about that. But anyhow, he pulled Goliath's sword out and cut his head off with it. Amen. And he prevailed over him with his own sword. Got his head cut off. The Bible said David got his head, got his sword, and said all the host of the Philistines fled when they saw their champion dead laying on the ground. And Israel got after them, run them down through the hollers and valleys and slayed many of them that fallen about by the wayside. He told David, said, I'm going to feed the carcasses of the army of the Philistines. Didn't say I'm going to kill Goliath. I'm going to get the whole army. That's what he happened. God gave him victory over the whole army of the Philistines. Amen. One man, little old runny boy. You don't think God uses little things to get the victory? And he does it to show his strength, his power, what he can do. Amen. You can read all through the scriptures where he used the little things. He told Gideon, said, Gideon, I want you to go down yonder and fight. Gideon had what, 32,000? I guess he felt pretty good. I got a pretty good army. I got 32,000. Yeah, after the Lord got through with him, showed him fleece and all of that he prayed about and got his answer. He didn't have no excuse. He had to go. Amen. 32,000. He thought, well, I can go down there and take, maybe I can go down there and win with 32,000. But the Lord said, you got too many. You got too many. Hey, you ain't going down on the road 32,000 because they'd vaunt themselves and say we done it. And I ain't going to let them have the victory say they done it. I'm going to do it. It's God's battle anyhow. David said, I didn't come to you with swords and spears. I come to you in the name of the Lord. It's the Lord's battle. If the Lord don't give me and you victory, we won't never get victory. But we can take our little efforts, amen, and let the Lord use it. Praise God, he can use it tonight and bless the multitude. Amen. He got through when he got through with Gideon. Gideon had 300 men. He said, there they are. Go down there and get victory now. Amen. They all had a lamp in their hand and a sword in the other. Trumpet in one. He put them in three groups. He said, 100 over here and 100 over here and 100 over yonder. And he said, I'm going to give command. When I blow and shout, y'all blow and shout with all. That's what they done, and they never did have to do a thing but blow the trumpet and shine the light, bust the light of the globe. Amen. You know what happens when you bust a mirror? You'll see hundreds of lights out of one light. They busted the globe on that light, and it give a bunch of lights. Over one little bitty flicker of light, it give a bunch. It scared them to death, and they rose up and slayed themselves, killed their own self. They didn't even have to go down there. Went down there and I think got the stuff, the spoil.
There's 5,000 in the scriptures hungry one time. Been with the Lord 3 days, and he said, I ain't sending them home hungry. Y'all got anything to eat? They said, well, no. But there's a little lad over here got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But what are they among so many? He said, sit down in groups of 50s. Bring it here. The Lord blessed him 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 besides women and children and took up 12 baskets full. Amen. Don't tell me Lord can't do it. God's got all power in heaven and earth. He can do all things. There's nothing that God can't do. If me and you'll just trust him with it tonight. David trusted him and got victory. Gideon did too. That little, I'll say this, I don't know what y'all think about it, but you know, leftovers is pretty good sometimes. I've said this before, and I might have said it up here, but good leftovers is better than fast food. After about 2 or 3 days, you get tired of them, but they're better than old fast food to me. Good leftovers are. Well, they had some leftovers. 12 baskets full. And I'm persuaded what little lad got more than what he come with. Ain't you? Huh? It was his to start with. He gave it up. He let the Lord have it. Amen. Give him all he had, and the Lord blessed it and fed all up. I believe he went home with a bag full. I preached one time brown bagging it. Y'all ever had to carry lunch to school in a brown paper bag? Them old young'uns don't, hadn't. They don't even know what I'm talking about. There's some of us old ones call them pokes. Y'all don't even know what a poke is, do you? Big old brown paper sack used to get the groceries in. We call it a poke. We didn't use that for our lunch, but we had a little brown paper bag about that big square. And that's what we carried our lunch in a lot of times. That's what the little boy had. He was brown bagging it. Lord got through, though. He fed 5,000. Another time he fed 4,000 with seven fish and a few little loaves and took up 7 baskets out of that bunch. Yeah, all through the scriptures, I'm telling you, you can find where the Lord took the little things and confound the mighty. Yeah. By his power, by his strength. He'll amaze you what he can do. If you don't believe it, try it. And I know some of y'all have tried it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I could go on and on and on. Told Moses to stretch the rod out over the Red Sea, and he parted the Red Sea, didn't he? They just stood there and watched it. Part. Started to cross Jordan, and he stopped the river of Jordan and shut it off. Said, walk across on dry ground. And they walked across. When the priest started to step into the water, it just cut it off. They walked across, Joshua piled up 12 stones in the midst of that river. Yeah. And they carried, he said, take 12 of you, picked out 12, said, you carry you a stone to the other side. They didn't carry no little old rock like as big as your fist. They carried a stone on their shoulders. The Bible said on their shoulders and towed it out of there. They wanted a pile of rock over there where they would know without a shadow of a doubt that they put them there. They could tell their kids, this is where we crossed Jordan on dry ground. It's amazing what the Lord can do. He just wants me and you to trust him. I could go on and on, but I feel like that's as far as I'll go. Appreciate your prayers and your attention, and all through there you can find where the Lord used different ones just by themselves. We don't want to do it by ourselves sometimes. Yeah, we don't want to do it sometimes when it's by ourselves. Better, it's easier for us to get up and do it if there's a crowd going with us. You know. Well, I'll say this, us preachers have to get up by ourselves, but it's a whole lot easier if we know the crowd's with us, pushing us. Do you know you can make a preacher preach? You can. Or you can shut him down just about it. But I appreciate your prayers and your kind attention. We'll turn it back over to Bruce.